From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials have indicated North Korea could soon release three detained Americans. Heather Nord is the spokesperson for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This still continues to be a tremendous priority for the president and for Secretary Pompeo as well. I can't comment further on the status of things. I can just say it would be a great step in the right direction for our people to be brought home.
President Trump hinted at an imminent release in a tweet this week. A U.S. trade delegation is in China talking about tariffs. That story from VOA's Michael Brown.
Chinese state media stated that China would stand up to what it called U.S. bullying if needed, but that it was better to work things out at the negotiating table. A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. Michael Brown, VOA News.
Also in the news, the U.S. is promising to hold China to account for the use of lasers near a U.S. military base in the East African country of Djibouti. According to U.S. defense officials, the lasers were fired from the Chinese military base, resulting in eye injuries for two American pilots. China did not immediately respond to the accusation. There's been a lot of debate surrounding Zimbabwe's coming elections, analysts saying the conversation is distracting from the real issue, the failing economy. Zimbabwean president is courting both China and the West, saying that Zimbabwe, after decades of pariah status, is open for business. This is VOA News.